Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Unsung Celebration. Thank you all for joining me, and I am super excited today about my guest, Dr. Amanda Carter. Highly esteemed Dr. Amanda Carter, let me get it right. She comes from the DMV area, so I'm super excited to share all of the work that she is doing. She is, her organization is called Care and Recreational Activities for Autistic People. It is abbreviated as CARAFAP. The mission of CARAFAP is to provide recreational respite, special events, behavioral and consulting services for individuals diagnosed with intellectual and development disorders. She hails from Shaw University, Howard University, and she is also enrolled in a doctoral program at Nova Southeastern University. I cannot wait for everyone to hear all of the amazing work she is doing in this community and in this nation, really. So welcome, Dr. Carter.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you. No, thank you for joining me. And, you know, I know your schedule is busy, so I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today. So if you wouldn't mind sharing just a little bit more of your background with us and your occupational story.
Sure. So I am an alumni of Shaw University in Raleigh, North Carolina, an alumni of Howard University, and also an alumni of Nova Southeastern University in Fort Lauderdale. What really inspired me to specialize in autism, I had an experience where I worked with a family who had a child diagnosed with autism. And at that time, I really didn't understand all the maladaptive behaviors that were associated with autism. And during my tenure in college, I worked three jobs. I was always known as a really hard worker. But, you know, with those experiences, I remember this child who would always, you know, attempt to, you know, get out of my car. So he had a history of elopement. I just felt like a lot of the emphasis was focused on his younger sister, who was neurotypical. She didn't have autism. So, you know, we would do a lot of different outings and activities, but I felt like I was in the best shape of my life when I worked with him because I was always prepared to run and to ensure that he was safe. Subsequently, when I enrolled in my master's program, I encountered another family who had two children on the spectrum. And to this day, mom and I still talk. We still have a very close relationship with one another. And just kind of seeing her day-to-day struggles, it really inspired me. I tell her all the time, she's a super mom and she's my hero. And she is really the reason why this organization exists. And I've advocated a lot on the international level, just supporting those who have autism. I've traveled to Singapore, the United Kingdom, and Ghana to spread autism awareness. In the past, I was very actively involved with Autism Speaks and their initiatives, but CARAFAP definitely keeps us busy. So it has decreased my level of involvement with Autism Speaks, but a great organization. And I'm very passionate about what it is that we do. We've been able to help hundreds of families. So that's what I'm really, you know, excited about.
Absolutely, for sure. You do such special work. I just want to back up a little bit. Because when you shared about your start, did you have a start in pediatrics or was it psychology?
Yeah, so I started in psychology. Originally, I wanted to become an anesthesiologist or an entertainment attorney. But, you know, having those experiences, it really kind of changed my focus. And, you know, I decided to focus more on social issues and behavioral issues and ways that, you know, I could ultimately assist individuals who have intellectual and developmental disabilities to either decrease behaviors and potentially try to eradicate them.
Okay, I see. And you have traveled and spread this word across the globe. So excuse me for not mentioning that. You have been to Africa and the place that is on my bucket list, Singapore.
Yes.
Singapore. So what was that like? And how is the healthcare system different when it comes to autism? How is it different there than here?
It's definitely different in Ghana. I went to Accra. And in Africa, there are a lot of misconceptions as it relates to autism. Obviously, it is a third world country, and they don't have as many resources that we have here in the United States. I was able to do some evaluations, you know, when I was there, and just kind of really learning some of their methodologies and ways, you know, they can kind of improve upon things and just, you know, increasing, you know, what is available to them. I think that was the most impactful experience that I had. My experiences in Singapore were a bit different. Singapore is beautiful, very nice place to visit. There are a lot of different laws there that, you know, things that you can do in the United States that you can't do in Singapore. But a beautiful experience. And there I was amongst a lot of professionals, you know, who came from all over the world, who had a lot of different experiences and, you know, just kind of educating them about what it is that we do here at CareFab.
Well, that's phenomenal. That is phenomenal. So I wanted to ask you, what are some of the signs and symptoms that parents should look out for if their child might be having learning disability?
Sure. So a lot of lack of social skills that parallel play. We see a lot of individuals who come in with very, you know, rigid and abstract, you know, behaviors. So those are really like the main signs when, you know, a child is, you know, first diagnosed with autism. They may engage in a lot of aphasia where they may repeat a word. So a lot of detachment, you know, we see in those who are, you know, much younger, a lot of disassociation.
I see. Yeah, I'm just so interested in this topic. So I might ask you a few more questions delving into that subject. So what are some of the misconceptions about autism?
One, a big thing would be, well, you don't look like, you know, you have disability. You don't look right. like you have autism. So it's just like, well, what is it supposed to look like? So really.
I'm sorry. I just did a speech yesterday on that topic, the misjudgment of what disability looks like. So I can completely relate to what you just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really the biggest one that I really see a lot. And, you know, people out in the community, one, they appear that they are neurotypical, but when you kind of see their day-to-day interactions and, you know, the way they may speak or the way they may articulate, you know, themselves, that's when you can kind of obviously tell that, okay, maybe this individual does have a disability and needs that extra support or those additional accommodations.
Is autism something you have to get tested for? Because we both know that you can't tell if a person is autistic by the way they look.
Yes, an individual would need to be tested to determine whether or not you know, they fall you know, under the autism spectrum disorder.
Okay. And can you explain the difference between neurotypical and autism?
So we are considered neurotypical. So neurotypical are individuals who do not have a diagnosis of autism.
I see. Okay. Thanks for clearing that up. So you mentioned how you got into the field that you that you're in. So what drives you?
I think really just being able to be a service to our families and even families who do not know about us and maybe are interested in services. I think that is what really drives me, just being able to help people and really understand the struggles that, you know, our families face day in and day out of raising a child, you know, on the autism spectrum. You know, my family, they drive me, they motivate me, you know, and they keep me focused and determined and just wanting to make a difference in this world.
I can completely understand that for sure. So is there a goal that you are working on right now that you are excited about, a project that you want to share with us?
Yeah, our ultimate goal is to become a nationally recognized agency. We are making our mark in other different states, but obviously that takes a lot of work. So that's something that we are working on day in and day out, in addition to managing a very busy organization.
We are going to go to a quick break. So you stay right where you are, and we will be back to hear more about Dr. Carter's important work.
Hey there, it's Lady Raina. I have a new podcast coming up, Let's Talk Healing, that will air on Fridays at 10 a.m. where we get to continue the conversation on health and healing. That's hashtag CTCHH, continuing the conversation on health and healing. Meet me there, Fridays at 10 a.m. Let's talk.
On January 25th, 2018, Danish Jones died on her bedroom floor after experiencing a severe asthma attack, but was given a second chance at life. There is nothing like a near-death experience to wake you up and shake you up. She has spent years of being personally mentored by some of the greatest law of attraction gurus, such as Lisa Nichols, Deepak Chopra, Les Brown, and Bob Proctor, learning the secrets of manifesting and living the life on your highest vibration. In this manual, she gives clear, practical ways for you to experience the abundance that has been given to us all as a birthright. Can a dress change your life? Absolutely, as long as you know the right ways to dress yourself. And it all starts with a look in the mirror. Go to MissDanish.com. That's MissDanish.com to be notified.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Unsung Celebration. And we are speaking with Dr. Amanda Carter today, the CEO of CARAFAP, which stands for Care and Recreational Activities for Autistic People. So I wanted to get into asking you about being an entrepreneur. Right. Do you have any advice for aspiring entrepreneurs out there who, like you, just want to make their mark on the world and take a chance on their calling?
Absolutely. So I was 27 years old when I walked away from my last 9-to-5 job, and I haven't worked a 9-to-5 ever since. It definitely was a calculated risk that, you know, I took. My entire family, they were terrified, they were afraid, or I'm like, I have to do this. I have to do this for me, and I have to do this for you all. Yes. But to answer your question, I think the biggest, you know, takeaway is to create that balance and what that looks like for you. Self-care, this is something that I am still learning to this day, because I will literally work 7 days a week. And, you know, when I look up, it's just like, wow, like the entire week has flown by. So you know, having that self-care, whatever that looks like, whether it's going to the spa. I personally love riding horses. So that is my self-care, just being able to go on a farm and just be content, you know, with the animals, being flexible, having great time management and good discernment skills. You will come across a lot of different people, many different personalities. Everyone does not mean you good. So being able to discern, you know, those who are in your corner versus those, you know, who are, you know, have other ulterior motives. You're going to lose people along the way. People that you probably would never anticipate or expect losing. And you have to be prepared for that. You have to be prepared to tell people no, because there will be times when you're just so overworked, overwhelmed, and it becomes very cumbersome to multitask. And so you have to be okay with telling people no. And when you have a question, consult with people within your level of expertise, people who have already done what you're trying. And then the last big piece of advice that I have, stick with your mission, your goal. I've had people to come to me to ask, you know, how do you start a behavioral health agency? And their focus may be on marital counseling. And I'm like, well, what does marital counseling have to do with autism? So it's just like, you got to figure out what your focus is. Right, so right. It takes time to build. It took us almost 7 years to get to where we are today. And that came with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. In the first 2 years, I didn't know how to start the company. My company literally sat, and it took off after year two. That's when I kind of started figuring it out. I didn't have a manuscript. I didn't have a manual. I didn't have a mentor telling me this is step one, this is step two. I had to literally dig and do the research myself. And I think that's the biggest thing, whatever you decide to specialize in.
Wow, you really gave some great tips there. I mean, the self-care is so important. And I love what you said about building a community. Like, you have to reach out to those other experts in your field, because you can get bogged down and in your own head without reaching out to those people who can really guide you along the way. I just appreciate everything you said from the time it took to build, because a lot of the times we see on Instagram or wherever that entrepreneurship is easy or is quick and is fast, and it's not. So I appreciate your journey. I appreciate you sharing that with us, because it is important to know and to stick with your mission. Don't get distracted, you know, don't go for those shiny objects over there. So before we wrap up our conversation, Dr. Carter, I want to ask you, do you have a call to action that you want to put out there for all the listeners today? And also, if you can tell us how we can support your efforts.
And correct me if I'm wrong as to how you want this question answered. But when I think of call to action, I think of consultation. You know, having positive reinforcement when needed, corrective action plan. So if, you know, you are running a behavioral agency such as myself, and there is an issue, having some type of corrective action plan to ultimately rectify whatever issue may be occurring, and conducting consistent meetings. So whatever type of business that you decide to go into, whatever your support system looks like, having ongoing and routine meetings, being consistent so everyone stays abreast. I know in the behavioral health world, you have to be highly organized to succeed at this journey. We are an approved autism waiver agency and DDA provider in the state of Maryland. So we provide services throughout the state of Maryland. We've employed over 160 employees. We've had, I don't even know how many clients. We've had an abundance of clients. We still have a bunch of clients actually on our waiting list. And I was recently doing another podcast, and someone was asking me about our marketing strategy. And it's nothing but God, to be honest, because this is like the closest marketing that I have done. It's really been word of mouth. I don't chase families down. I don't try to you know, convince or persuade them to utilize our service. I literally tell them there are a bunch of agencies. Like, you want to make sure you're diligent, you do your good research, and choose the agency that's going to work best for you and your family. That is my goal. And that makes families feel so reassured, because you're not trying to pressure them into moving forward with your service. And 9 times out of 10, a lot of things end up, you know, coming back. They know instantly, you know what, I've heard great things about your agency and I want to move forward. How do we move forward? And then also the thing, I know this is kind of going off with what you asked, but another thing, everyone isn't going to think that you are the best. And you have to be okay with criticisms, things that may not necessarily be true. Continue to be diligent. Put your all into whatever your dream and your passion. And at the end of the day, you can say, I've done my very best. So that is my piece of advice.
That's it. Always do your best, right? Always do your best. And that's how you know that you are in the right field. If you don't even have to, you know, put a whole lot of effort into advertising, and the word of mouth alone has gotten you, gotten so many families served, that lets you know right there that you are in the right field and you're doing the right thing. So confirmation, I love it. I love it. So how can we support you, Dr. Carter? Do you have a website? Can we make donations? How can we support your efforts?
Sure. So we're really excited about our upcoming field day. It's actually the second Saturday in July. And with that, we are opening up to the general public, but you do have to RSVP to our email, which is info@carafap.org. But within our field day, we'll have moon bounce, we'll have three-legged race, single-legged race, pogo sticks, skip it, a lot of different things to kind of bring out our youthfulness. So we're really excited to be able to integrate, you know, both neurotypical individuals and also individuals who have disabilities in the same type of setting. It will be at Hammond High School in Columbia, Maryland, not too far from where our agency is located. So that is definitely one way that you can support us. We will be in need of volunteers. And we always are doing various events. In 2019, we had a fashion show highlighting individuals on the spectrum. We had service dogs in that fashion show. It was very beautiful. We're hoping that we can do and resume those activities for this year, given that we are hopefully coming out of COVID.
And, coming out of COVID. We're breaking out the shell again.
Yes. So that's definitely one way to support us. We do have a website. Our website is www.carafap.com. CARAFAP is both a for-profit and nonprofit entity. Our nonprofit entity is CARAFAP Foundation. We do accept donations under our foundation, which you know, money is being used to engage in various activities that I just described.
I love it. I'm so excited for all the people that can show up and just have some fun at field day. So make sure you go to the website and check out the website for more information. The second Saturday, that's July the 10th. So it's coming up soon. That's going to be so nice for all the kids to finally get out the house and socialize again, right? So thank you so much, Dr. Carter, for taking the time to be with us, to share about what you do. I thank you for all that you do in this world, for the healthcare community, for our children. And I just really celebrate you. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks everybody for listening in. And thank you so much for helping me give Dr. Carter her flowers now, as she is making impact in our communities and in this world. If you want to be a guest on the Unsung Celebration, if you feel that you fit the criteria as an unsung hero, please contact me and I would love to chat with you. You can reach me at danish@missdanish.com. That is my email. Danish is spelled with two A's, D-A-A. MissDanish, at MissDanish, MissDanish.com. And until next time, you be good to one another. We'll be right back.